guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Leibach, and president of RML Trading. Kind of a disappointing market here today with grains lower.
Yep. Yesterday we had the agreement being signed, and of course the market had rallied into it. Chicago wheat is actually about a dollar off its low, and we potentially hit a double top yesterday, actually got over just a freckle, and then now we pulled down back here today. And beans broke a little bit late yesterday afternoon, so corn probably the most disappointing here today, down 11 cents. And, you know, a little bit of buy the rumor, sell the fact type thing, and then now what if we get the phase two eventually, or, you know, are they going to start dealing on that? And I think it's just buy the rumor, sell the fact type thing.
Well, that's just it. We've got the trade. I think the trade is accepts that this is going to be healthy long term, but markets have to move.
Right, and just seem to be kind of in the stair stepping. Yeah, it might be sideways to higher, but then get ahead of itself just a little bit, then it wants to pull back. And you know, we're February sometimes is kind of a negative time frame for the grains too, if we don't have some weather issues, that type of thing. And, you know, we just need to have the demand pick up. The exports were actually pretty decent in the corn and the wheat today, a little bit less in the soybeans, but not bad. And so we just demand to pick up or a weather issue or something. And I time will tell here as we move forward, as we're be getting into the time of the year where, you know, people will probably try to finalize some kind of acreage, and then of course weather will dictate if it gets seeded or not.
Yeah, again, like you said too, the trade too, it's kind of show me the money. Once we start seeing sales, then this thing will take off, I think.
Right.
Livestock side of things, kind of the same story there too.
Yep, I think just market had been moving up, especially in the cattle. Cattle had a pretty good run here over time, and the hogs probably a little disappointing. You know, there's good supply of hogs, but then there again it gets back to the China thing, and you know, when are they going to buy and if and all that kind of stuff. So down a buck in the hogs today, cattle anywhere from 50 to a buck lower. Little talk of the winter weather that's coming here, how cold it's going to be, and some nasty stuff could impact the cattle here. We did come off our lows, so we'll see if that has any big impact here tomorrow.
Well, and then the Dow, we're sitting a couple points off those record highs here right now, too.
Yeah, that's one place the market has been continuing to move up, all-time high, I believe, here today, I saw. And, you know, that it looked good upon that trade agreement with the stock market, and that continues to move higher.
At some point, the equity markets will figure out that the grains are undervalued, I suppose, compared to the equities, and then hang on, huh?
Yeah, it could happen. You just might need a weather concern to, you know, maybe get the market excited.
Yeah. And with that, that's probably wheat, because wheat acreage is down and production's down.
Right. With less acres, you know, going way over 100 and some years ago, that type of thing. So, yeah, you know, if you got the right weather, right concern there, it could be, you know, a move coming there in the winter wheat. And, you know, we always say it's like a cat. They got to kill it about 9 times. So we haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anything else we should be talking about here, Bob?
Nope. We got Martin Luther King Day on Monday, so no market. So then Monday night, we'll get at the grain market again here. Of course, we do have tomorrow yet, but Monday is a day off.
Bob Leibach at RML Trading.